Shivaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 4, Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. Evam vimoksha gajayukta pamajanavas. Too difficult. What should I do then?
I'm Samantha.
That's a pass. I can't do it. From that down. Evam vimoksha gata yutta pam abjanavas. Evam vimoksha gata yutta pam abjanavas. Tenapi parsalat gatim vamitena yutta.
Tena vipasana kalimgamitena yukta
Gandharva siddha vibhude upagiyamana
Gandharva siddha vibhude upagiyamana
Karmat bhutam swabhavanam garuda samuga
Karmat bhutam swabhavanam
Evam vimoksha gata yutta pam abjanavas.
Evam vimoksha gata yutta pam abjanavas.
Tenapi parsadat gatim gamitena yutta.
Tenapi parsadat gatim gamitena yutta.
Gandharva siddha vipude upagi yamanas. Do it again. Gandharva siddha Vibhude upagiyamana
Gandharva siddha vibhude upagiyamana
Karmat bhutam swabhavanam garuda sangha
Karmat bhutam swabhavanam garuda sangha
Any victims?
Evam vimoksha gajayutam pam arjanavas
Evam vimoksha gajayutam pam arjanavas
Tenapi pasara gatim gamitena yutta
Tenapi pasara gatim gamitena yutta
Gandharva siddha vibhude upagiyamana
Gandharva siddha vibhude upagiyamana
Karmat
bhutam svabhavanam garuda sanuga
Evam vimoksha gajayutapam abjanavas
Evam vimoksha gajayutapam abjanavas
Tena viparshadya gatim gamitena yukta
Gandharva
siddha vibhudai upagiyamana
Gandharva siddha vibhudai upagiyamana
Karma bhutam sarvabhavanam garuda sanuga
Karma bhutam svabhavanam garuda sanuga Evam vimoksha
gajayutam
Thus,
Vimoksha,
delivering,
delivering.
Rajayutapam,
Rajayutapam,
the king of the elephants, Gajendra,
Abjanabaha,
the supreme personality of Godhead,
from whose navel
sprouts the lotus flower,
Tina,
by him,
Gajendra,
Api,
also.
Prasadagatim, the position of the Lord's associate. Kamitena, who had already gotten. Yuktaha, accompanied. Gandharva, by the denizens of Gandharva Loka. Siddha, the denizens of Siddha Loka. Vibhudai, and by all great learned sages. Upagiyamana, were being glorified.
Karma,
whose transcendental activities.
Adbhutam,
all wonderful.
Svabhavanam,
to his own abode.
Garuda
Shana,
sitting on the back of Garuda.
Returned. Translation. Upon delivering the king of the elephants from the clutches of the crocodile and from material existence which resembles a crocodile, the Lord awarded him the status of Sarupya Mukti in the presence of the Gandharvas, the citizen, and the other demigods who were praising the Lord for his wonderful transcendental activities. The Lord, sitting on the back of his carrier Garuda, returned to his all-wonderful abode and took Gajendra with him. Purport. In this verse, the word vimoksya is significant. For a devotee, moksha or mukti, salvation, means getting the position of the Lord's associate. The impersonalists are satisfied to get the liberation of merging him, the Brahman effulgence. But for the devotee, mukti liberation means not to merge in the effulgence of the Lord, but to be directly promoted to the Vaikuntha planets and to become an associate of the Lord. In this regard, there is a relevant verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. Tatenu kampam susamiksamanu bhujana evatmakritam vipakam vidvak prabhuvi vidadan namaste jiveti yomukti pade satayapok. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. A devotee who tolerates everything in this material world and patiently executes his devotional service can become muktipadeya sadayana. A bona fide candidate for liberation. The word dayabhak refers to a hereditary right to the Lord's mercy. A devotee must simply engage in devotional service, not caring about material situations. Then he automatically becomes a rightful candidate for promotion to Vaikuntha Loka. The devotee who renders unalloyed service to the Lord gets the right to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka, just as the son inherits the property of his father. When a devotee gets liberation, he becomes free from material contamination and engages as a servant of the Lord. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.6. Muktir hi tvandyata rupa svarupena vyavastite. The word svarup here refers to sarupya mukti, going back home, back to Godhead, and remaining the Lord's eternal associate, having regained a spiritual body exactly resembling that of the Lord, with four hands, holding the Sankha Chakra Gahan Padma. The difference between the mukti of the impersonalist and that of the devotee is that the devotee is immediately appointed an eternal servant of the Lord, whereas the impersonalist, although merging in the effulgence of the Pramayoti, is still insecure and ever generally falls again into this material world. Aruya Krichena Param Param Tata Patantina Driti Yusmatam Graha. Bhagavatam 10.2.32. Although the impersonalist rises to the Brahman effulgence and enters into that effulgence, he has no engagement in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is again attracted to materialistic philanthropic activities.
Thus he comes down to open hospitals and educational institutions, feed poor men and perform similar activities. We see in person these things are more precious than serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anatriti yusmatangrahaya. The impersonalists do not think that the service of the Lord is more valuable than serving the poor man or starting a school or a hospital. Although they say Brahma Satcham Jagat Mitcha, Brahman is real and the material world is false, they are nonetheless very eager to serve the false material world and neglect the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God.
Om Agyana Pimarandasya Genendra Salakaya Chakshurun Vinitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamam Vande Sri Gurun Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Nisvaram Paramananda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadara Sarasari Gaurabhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find descriptions of extraordinary devotees. And here we find a description of Gajendra, who, although he had lost the human form of life and had entered into an animal form, but in a previous life had actually practiced devotional service, and in a previous life had practiced a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this life became somehow or other victimized by a voracious crocodile that was attacking him while bathing in the water. And Gajendra at that time, although normally being far stronger than any crocodile, and on the land no crocodile could have possibly defeated him, but because Gajendra was in the water, he was in a precarious condition. Because within the water, the elephant had no food, and the crocodile did. Therefore, over a period of time in the long fight, the elephant became weak, and the crocodile regained its strength again and again by eating. And therefore, the odd thing happened that the stronger became victimized and became weak. And suddenly Gajendra realized, I'm going to lose this battle. At that point, in great despair, suddenly through the thick fog of animal intelligence, which is very limited, came the remembrance of that prayer to the Supreme Lord. And he prayed to the Supreme Lord. And immediately, the Supreme Lord appeared and delivered him from this particular material existence. And then the Supreme Lord took him in a transcendental body back to the spiritual world. This is extraordinary. It is said that the animal state of consciousness is like a mirror which is covered by dust.